A Hot New York Minute by Honey Fly Girl. Click. Phew. The front door closed behind me. Sweat dripped down my forehead and stung my eye before I could wipe it away. It was hot outside. But I had made it home. It had been a long 4 days away. I set my purse, keys, and hat on the kitchen counter, kicked off my shoes and walked across the room to sprawl out on the soft couch. The cushions and pillows almost enveloped me as I let my body relax. I can't just lie here. I only managed to unbutton my shirt and toss my pants into a heap on the floor before I started to question that sentiment. What time was it? 17:37. He was already off work, but it would take him another 20 minutes to get home, if the train was on time. A bigger ass than it should be in New York City. The air conditioner was blasting cold air, and I got goosebumps all over my bare legs and stomach as I finally began to cool off from the sweltering trip to my door. My mind began to wander. I imagined him leaning over and kissing me. My body felt so responsive, and it seemed like I was watching myself from above. Minutes of lucid daydream passed as the electricity of desire flooded me. My face tingled as it flushed with blood. My fingers ducked beneath my panties to pull my juice-slicked pussy lips apart and slide along them. Now, released, those same fluids seeped down my inner thighs. The cool air felt even cooler on my wet pussy as I pulled my panties off to join my long-lost pants. Click. Creak. Click. The front door opened and closed, and there he stood. The fire of desire filled our eyes. As we locked in on each other, he walked over each step agonizingly slow, and my heartbeat pounded through my head. He knelt down to kiss my knee, then my thigh, then just the left lip of my pussy. I moaned in desperation. He flicked his tongue along the inside edge of my lips. Oh, I gasped in need. I needed more. He paused. He licked again. Oh. My moan filled the air again. He paused. A moment of frustration filled my body. I needed him too. Oh! He made his tongue flat and wide and licked my slit from bottom to top. I was lost in pleasure. He kept going, reading my needs as if they were written on my writhing body. His fingers slipped into me to press up on my G-spot as he continued to lick me. I could feel my climax building. My pussy tightened around his fingers as I could barely take the intensity of his tongue on my clit. Oh, yes, I moaned. I got caught off guard as my body exploded in climax. Waves of pleasure rushed down my legs and into my toes. I gasped for air as my pussy contracted again and again. I shook with joy as I felt the rush of orgasm subside into slow, gentle waves, slowly dissipating pleasure. Opening my eyes as he kissed me, I looked into his eyes and smiled. I kissed him again and slipped my hands along his now naked sides. Then I wrapped my fingers around his hard cock and pulled him closer to me as he groaned in pleasure. I stroked his cock slowly as I inched him closer to my pussy. With my other hand, I spread my lips apart as I guided him into me. I grabbed his ass and pulled him towards me to fill me completely. He groaned as I accepted him, feeling my pussy squeeze his cock. I wrapped my legs around him to pull him in further. He started thrusting into me as he began to pick up power and speed, his weight and force pushed me down into the couch. We laughed as a pillow dropped onto my face. Want to try this a different way? I said with a giggle. Yes, he replied with a laugh, and he threw the pillow from my face across the room. We got up and I went over to the window and looked outside. The curtains were open and I gazed out at the pristine blue sky and the buildings all around us. He came up behind me and pulled off my open blouse and bra. Now my bare breasts swung free in front of the window. I bent over and felt him position his cock at the entrance to my pussy. I pushed back onto him as he surged forward with a moan. Soon, he found his rhythm, pounding into me from behind and making my body shake and my breast bounce with each thrust. He gripped my ass with his hands and pulled me towards him over and over. I moaned as his cock filled me deep inside again and again. He began to pound me harder, quickening into desperate thrust as he neared climax. The rhythm of our bodies synced as we both began to breathe harder and moan in pleasure. He grabbed me at the waist and thrust hard in and out of me. Oh, yes, come inside me, I moaned. He groaned and pounded me faster until I heard him grunt loudly. He thrust into me as deep as he could. I could feel his cock twitching inside me and knew his cum was spurting into me. His hands squeezed me in pleasure as he came powerfully. After a few long seconds, he kissed the back of my neck and simply said, I love you. Welcome home.